Wow, that tastes amazing after today.
What am I drinking right now?
This is called Wild Legend Hard Soda Lemon.
Oh, is this delicious. The one that we picked up at Little? Yeah. Aldi? Little?
Delicious. Very good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. We started a podcast.
Like, who would have known that we were going to start a damn podcast? What's it called?
The 718.
And why is it called the 718?
Because that's where we live.
Where's that? I don't know. Enlighten me. Where do we live?
We live in Staten Island, New York. And 718 is one of the area codes for New York City.
Okay.
So that's where we're from.
Nice to meet you. My name is June.
My name's Ashley.
And we are here to
talk to you
about
life.
Life, true crime, and shit. We'll cut that out.
No, I like it.
We are here to talk to you about life, true crime, relationships, travel tips, life hacks,
and butt hacks.
Whatever else may come across.
How to wax your upper lip.
Our upper lips and lower lips. Whatever lips you have.
We want you to be our best friend. We want to have a conversation and we want you to listen to us.
Just listen to us.
And pretend you're our best friend and you're overhearing our conversation and you're also laughing at us, but you're laughing with us too. I like that.
Don't laugh at us.
Why not? Because. I mean, they could laugh at me. Sometimes I'm kind of funny.
Well, in a good way, yes. But don't laugh at me because you're making fun of me. So what do we have on our very first episode of our very first podcast?
I want to ask you, how was your week? It's Friday. Cheers. Happy Friday. Happy you had Friday. A rough day. You just got home from work.
I did. Long day, 12 hours. 12 hours, maybe a little longer than that, but...
So...
Yeah, I had a long day today. Every day is a very long day for me.
I feel very bad for you.
I know, but... Gotta pay the bills. Gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah. How was your day? Or how was your week?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I almost fell asleep at my desk today. Guess why?
Why?
All right, so my allergies have been bothering me really bad, so...
Oh, allergies.
Yeah, so I went to CVS on my break, and, you know, allergy medicine is really expensive, and I like to buy stuff kind of cheap.
Of course. So... We all like to save some money here, right?
Yeah, so I was, you know, looking in the aisle, and I saw this pill, and it's like, or a like jar an of pills. Off-brand? Yes.
Off-brand.
It was off-brand.
Okay.
I saw the bottle... And it's like, you can get Claritin for this amount, or you can get this off-generic brand for this price.
I'm pretty sure they have the same ingredients and same effects. Maybe sometimes even better effects.
Grabbed it.
You bought it?
I bought it, and guess what it was?
What was it?
Drowsy Benadryl.
Oh, and you took that at work. Oh, my God. I've done
that 2 days in a row.
I've done that before.
2 days in a row.
You almost fell asleep?
Yes. All right. The first day I took it, I'm like, wow, I'm really not feeling well. I'm feeling so run down. I'm tired.
But next day. You didn't know what the reason was.
I didn't know what the reason was. I take it again the next day. Mm-hmm. I take it. I'm like, wow, I guess I'm getting sick. This sucks.
Yeah.
So I show the pill bottles to my coworker and she's like, you know, this is Benadryl, like store brand Benadryl. And she's like, even though it doesn't say non-drowsy, like, it's Benadryl. You're going to pass out.
It's drowsy. I took two. Because it doesn't say non-drowsy.
I didn't know that. I'm an idiot.
You got to read the fine print, babe.
I'm an idiot.
It probably says, do not feed this to children to put them to sleep.
Oh, my God. It does.
It does say
it
that,
right? It says
that.
Like, you can't use it to force your kid to go to sleep.
I mean, I'd probably use that tonight. I need it. Okay, so things like this... You make me realize that I can learn more and more being in this relationship. Like stuff like little things like Benadryl, you're not supposed to take during the daytime if it doesn't say non-drowsy.
We both learned that together.
Together. But hey. Oh, by the way, we're in a relationship.
Oh, shit. Yeah. June's my man. We are in an interracial relationship. I am Greek, Irish, and Italian, and June is...
I am South Korean.
Korean.
100% until I take the DNA test. I don't know what else I am, but as far as I know, 100% South Korean.
Just kiss me. So we've been living together for about 1 year, like a year and a half now. Year and a half. And it's been amazing. So I thought, who not to start a podcast with than my best friend slash roommate slash boyfriend slash lover slash future baby daddy.
That's me?
That's you.
Oh, shit. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What do you want me to say? It's awkward now.
Awkward?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Thanks.
Thanks. So I wrote this paragraph down like a few days ago because I knew that we were going to record our first episode tonight. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to think that our podcast is just about like our relationship. We have so much more to offer. We want to talk about so many different things. We've learned so much by living together and learning about each other. It's just going to be fun. And I hope people enjoy listening to, you know, listening to what we go through, listening to our lives, our struggles, our triumphs, going through life together. And so I was running a little early to work. Like I got up a little earlier.
This morning?
No, this was a few days ago.
Okay.
So I had some time to kill before I had to leave for work. And I was just thinking about you and our relationship. I just wanted to say this little thing.
What is it?
Okay.
So, am I going to start crying?
No, okay. Uh-oh. It's cheesy, but all right, hold on. So I wrote, what I've learned is you do not need a relationship to be happy, but to be in a relationship with someone who truly loves you will help you in time become a better person to love yourself more. Because when you have to care for somebody else, you need to put their needs second. Mm. You need to put
your needs second.
For my needs
your needs second.
My needs second, your basically, needs first.
I come before your needs is what you're trying to say, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've learned to be more selfless and happier.
Wow. You wrote this?
Yeah. Wait. Hold on. I just lost my place because I was looking at where my shot was. Hold on.
You wrote this?
Yeah. And I've learned to be more selfless and happier in that process.
Jumping into this, huh?
Yeah. I was kind of like crazy, you know, a little bit. But I don't know where I'm going with this.
Are you
going
to propose to me? Are you going to get on your knee?
Oh, okay. I know what I meant to. What I wrote down is kind of not what I wanted to express, but I remember what I meant at the time. So basically, right before our relationship, I just felt, you know, I graduated college and I was working in retail and I just wasn't happy with how my life was going. Mm-hmm. And I felt like my life was flipped upside down. I thought my whole life, as soon as you graduated college, you need to have a career set up. And
right off the bat.
There's all this pressure. You need to be in a relationship, ready to have kids soon. So, you know, right before I met you, it felt like my life was kind of like
shambles?
Frazzled. No, not in shambles.
Until
it was a little frizzle, a little frazzled, you know?
You felt lost, didn't you? Because I did.
Yeah, and on top of that, I found out that my parents wanted to sell my childhood home. So it's like, I got to move out. So it was just a lot on my plate to handle at the time. Mm-hmm. I wrote, I don't want people to think that we're like an annoying couple who always talks about being in a relationship, but we're, you know, together 24/7.
You're
my best friend. Oh. So I just want this space to be for us to share experiences with other people who maybe might be going through the same thing, mm-hmm. or people who just kind of want to hear our journey and just listen to us talk. I want people to feel like they're our friend and we get to share a little part of our life with them.
Yep.
And we have a lot of awesome trips happening this summer, and we get to maybe teach you about our do's and don'ts.
Sounds
good. But yeah, I just wrote that little paragraph. I just felt a little, I'm an emotional being.
No, thank you
for that. So I just felt, I just thought it would be nice maybe to put it in a first.
Yeah, thank you for that. You never expressed yourself like that towards me.
Yeah, well, and a little bit. All right, I need a drink.
Because we're in a relationship doesn't mean that you, as our listeners, have to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
You can be single. We'll give you advices for being single and happy. We'll give you a relationship advices. Whatever you may need, you can always ask us. will provide you with, what are we providing them with?
An awesome listening experience.
No, we need to provide them for them to reach out to us.
Oh, we gotta, I guess, make an email.
Or an Instagram or something where you can shoot us a DM or whatnot.
I could give them, you know, I'm going to start advertising the podcast.
This is brand new to us.
Yeah, this is brand new. This is the first time we're ever doing it. I went to school for media studies.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, my internship was editing podcasts senior year of college. So I'm kind of like have a little background, but I'm more behind the scenes, the editing, the converting, uploading, you know, stuff like that.
Thank God she knows how to do it.
Actually being behind the microphone, you know, it's a little new for us. So we'll be on anchor.fm. Anchor.fm, Spotify, and I just submitted it to iTunes, and they have to, like, review it or something. So we'll be on those three platforms, hopefully, by the time this gets up. We're definitely on Anchor, and we're 100% on Spotify.
We'll see where this road takes us to. And you can be on the journey with us. This may be our last episode.
Shit!
Or this may be our start of our new careers. Who knows? But stay tuned.
Do you know what I was thinking about? Today. So I just found this new podcast. It's like two girls, they're best friends. They went on vacation together. And while I was listening to it, I thought of the time where I went on a vacation. They were talking about like girl power and some guy, you know. This just made me think of this insane story, and I don't think I ever told you.
Am I ready for it?
It's kind of crazy. Okay, so do you remember... Do you remember about three or four years ago when I went on a cruise in June?
I do.
To Bermuda.
I do.
We went out to dinner, me and a couple of girls. We went out to dinner. We got dressed up. The boat, you know, the boat went from New York to Bermuda. Uh-huh. It docked in Bermuda, and that night it docked. So we were going to go out to dinner and then go off the boat into like the touristy kind of section. There was like bars and stuff like that. So we ended up on our way to dinner. We were in an elevator and this group of guys called us sluts.
Oh, damn. For no reason?
No reason. And we were kind of conservative dressing that night.
Way
believe
to jump
it or
the
not,
gun, huh? What the
fuck? We had on like kind of covered, which is very odd to be called a slut. And you're like, I had like on a jacket and like longer shorts. I don't know. It was very strange.
Well, obviously somebody else stood them up or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Maybe.
There has to be a reason behind that. Taking it out on you ladies. Yeah.
So we were getting out of the elevator. They were getting in or vice versa. I don't remember. Fast forward about an hour or two later, couple drinks in. We end up going to this bar. Really cool outdoors, you know, feet in the sand bar. Mm-hmm. We see these group of guys. Mm-hmm. I storm up to the group of guys because, like I said, we were in an elevator, so we were getting in, or they were, you know, vice versa.
What are
we couldn't really, I couldn't really confront them, so I said, "Excuse me, how can I help you? Why are you calling me a slut? Like that was like so rude."
Yeah.
What is that, Kourtney Kardashian? Kim, you're so rude.
I've seen that meme or GIF
so
or GIF.
So rude.
I've seen that before.
So I was very intoxicated at the time. I don't even remember exactly what I said, but I was freaking out. First of all, you call us sluts. We were dressed like grandmas.
You're
calling us sluts dressed like grandmas. It's just because you see a group of girls together and we're hot. You're going to call us sluts. At the bar, the drinks were very expensive. So he bought one of those like big bit with like the pineapple hanging out and like the thing and the umbrella. And it was like a $20 drink. I slapped the drink out of his hand.
Did you? Oh, my God.
Let me just add this part of the story in. While we were at dinner, we ended up bumping into this girl and her brother. And we told them about the story. These guys called us sluts, blah, blah, blah. They also had, right next to where you dine, they had like this slots, I guess like gambling kind of section.
Slot machines.
So we met them there.
Yeah. Who, the siblings or the guys?
We met
the guys,
siblings. The siblings there.
And you don't, these
right
are,
before we got off the boat to go to the club.
These people are total, complete
total
strangers.
Total strangers.
Okay.
Total strangers. We were there. The girl comes running over to us and she's like, "Is this the guy? Are you fucking kidding me? Is this motherfucker?" So she starts getting in his face, freaking out.
And
so
you don't know this girl.
This was right before the whole drink thing. So she gets in his face. I take my hand. I slap. You ever see that movie where what's his name? He's like a pimp, and he puts baby powder on his hand, and he slaps the girl, and she has a baby powder print on her face.
No.
You never saw that movie?
What movie is this?
I forgot. I don't think it was, I think it was How High?
How High?
I don't remember.
Is it How High?
So I slapped the drink out of his hand, and the drink goes everywhere. He like chest bumps me. You're going to buy me another drink? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The girl's brother comes running. This kid, we didn't even say two words to him. He was just kind of hanging out with his sister in the background. He comes running in. They start getting into a brawl, start punching each other, like scuffling the guys on the floor. And I just like slowly backed up and I did not know what to do. And the girl just looks at me and she like waves her thumb to the right and she goes, "Yep, that's my brother." I'm like, oh my God.
And then that's when you fell for him.
It's insane. No. We kind of left after that. But it's so insane. Two opposite sides of the spectrum. It's like you have this one group of guys calling you sluts.
Yeah, for no reason whatsoever.
No reason.
And you've never met them before.
Never met them.
You see?
And then on the opposite side of the spectrum, you kind of have like this hero coming to save the day because the guy was getting visually aggressive. He physically was much taller.
Yep.
I'm much shorter. I'm only 5'2". This kid was like 6-something, big kid. I'm like a smaller 5'2", petite girl back then. And he just kind of came to our rescue, like his sister, all the girls, because they're a group of guys. I don't know what they're going to do. So I just thought it was so insane that this story popped up into my head. I can't believe I never told you this story.
No, I don't think you have. Hey, guys out there, no matter how drunk or how sober you are, control your damn alcohol and respect women, because you come from a woman.
As PewDiePie says, respect women.
And love the women.
Yeah, we love the women.
All right.
Do you have any crazy stories?
I do not. This is why you're the host and I'm the guest every episode. I don't have any crazy, stupid stories because
Do you have any stories where you kind of like had to stick up for a woman or...
No.
No?
No, I only stick up for myself.
I'm
really
pretty sure. And your friends.
But
you definitely have your friends
when
back.
We go out, nothing's ever really happened to us, right?
Where you got put in that situation
where I have to stick up for you, like a scuffle. I don't think I've ever gotten into a fight because of you or...
No. You got into one bar fight when I wasn't there.
Yeah, but that wasn't...
I would have cut it. I would have cut that shit before it even started.
Probably. Yeah, but I'm also very stubborn too. But this was my younger days.
Junie, when he was early 20s. So I think we will also add some Staten Island true crime to the mix. I am obsessed. So is June. We're obsessed with true crime, cold cases, murders, insanely hard thing to talk about, but we...
I get it from my mama.
Yeah, your mom loves...
She's into all of these true crime shit, conspiracies and whatnot. She's into all of this, like, brainstorming and trying to figure out what has happened
how the murder killed, exactly. Yeah.
Forensics and all of that. So I think I get it from her. My dad, he's more of a laid-back kind of dude. He doesn't really care about much. But, I mean, I guess...
He wants his soju, his cigarettes, and his Celine Dion.
Yep.
His almonds and his honey garlic.
Honey garlic. Gotta stay healthy. All right, so our true crime from Staten Island. Staten Island has an overall crime rate of 15 per 1,000 residents, making the crime rate here near the average for all cities and towns of all sizes in America.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Did you write this?
No, I got it off Google.
Our crime rate here in Staten Island is pretty much average. And according to our analysis of FBI crime data, your chance of becoming a victim in Staten Island is 1 in 67.
I don't believe that. We got this statistic offline, and the amount of murders and mysterious, air quote, disappearances is insane. Let me jump right into it.
Let's jump right into it.
So before we get started, I just want to say in telling the story, I mean, no disrespect at all to the family and friends of this victim. I just thought it'd be nice to keep her memory alive in talking about her for just a minute. This story is really quick, but I just thought it was very interesting because this story is more recent, more recently.
And this occurred in Staten Island, or?
Correct. Every true crime I speak about.
Okay.
True crime, missing, maybe I might talk about suicides in the future. I came across a very interesting one. We'll all be Staten Island based.
Majority.
All.
We can't have everything.
I will. I will find it.
Are there enough crimes?
Yeah,
Staten Island?
I will show you a list. All right.
All
right. Let's jump right into it. So my two sources, if you guys want to look it up, New York Daily News online and Crime Watch Daily on YouTube. They also had, oh my God, that is the alcoholic beverage pouring into the shot glass.
I don't know if you guys heard that.
I don't know if they could hear it. Those are my two sources. And also I found some YouTube videos and it was pictures and then just text over the pictures. This story especially made me sad because me and my mom have an extremely close bond. And this is a quote from the mother. So I'll just...
mother of the victim?
The victim. So the victim's name was Simonette Maps. And this is a quote from her mother, Teresa. Mm-hmm. Not the Saint Mother Teresa, but her mom.
Simonette's mother,
named gotcha. Teresa. She said, I lost my best friend, I lost my future, and I've always said we were given the life sentence. Not her murderer, but we were. Chills up my spine.
Wow.
Chills up my spine.
Now, this brings me to think how my parents would feel if...
That's exactly my train of thought.
If I were to be murdered or, you know, or even vice versa. Like, I would never even picture myself losing any of my family members. That's just unthinkable to me.
It's hard for anybody to think of losing family members.
Yeah, no
So
way.
You kind of push it into the back of your brain until something actually,
exactly.
God forbid, happens.
I was just going to mention that, too.
Simonette Maps was 29. Her husband, Jonathan Krupe, was 30. They were both teachers, and they met at work. That's exactly how we met. We met at work.
They are fairly young, a young couple.
Her mom, Teresa Maps, and father, John Maps, described that they were very in love, meaning Simonette and her husband. Mm-hmm. They were very in love. She was very smitten by Jonathan. They were... you know, from the moment they met, absolutely in love.
Love at first sight.
Mm-hmm. She was a beloved daughter, wife, and teacher, born and raised in Staten Island, and she worked and volunteered in a very dangerous neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
In Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Usually every morning, Teresa and Simonette would call each other, just check in, chat, talk about their day, but et cetera. But on the morning of July 5th, 2012, just 2 days before her and her husband's fifth wedding anniversary, Teresa got a different type of phone call from husband Jonathan, who stated, in quotes, I'm sorry, Simonette is dead, Teresa said.
The mother, right? That's,
yeah. Yeah, Teresa said, what did you do?
Wow, right off the bat.
My parents would never, ever say that. What did you do? So obviously... At this point in the story, you can tell Teresa knows something's up. Jonathan told Teresa to come to their home. Teresa and Jonathan headed straight to the home and became overwhelmed with disbelief. It turns out her beautiful daughter was murdered. Police discovered Simonette was brutally stabbed to death in their New Springville condo, literally in near our neighborhood. The scene looked like a home invasion gone wrong. It later turns out she was thrown down the stairs and stabbed 15 times in the back and neck.
Wow.
Krupe pretended he was in shock. This is what multiple family members said. He pretended to be in shock and pretended to have fake tears.
Wow. How do you even do that knowing that your wife is dead?
Also, the family states he was in more of an annoyed state that the police were bothering him. And the police also state they didn't see any tears.
Hmm.
That's your wife of 5 years. And plus you're dating, you know, before that. After an investigation that lasted several months, This included when cops found searches within this investigation. They found searches on his computer on topics including, in quotes, how to throat slash and what destroys DNA. In November of 2012, nearly 4 months after his wife's death, police arrested John Krupe at the Brooklyn home of his mother. He was staying with his mother at the time. Police charged him with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. This is a quote from Teresa Mapps. We knew it was him. Heartbreaking.
I wonder how, though. What was the red flag that he threw up?
I guess...
His demeanor?
His demeanor after the situation happened. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find much research on how their relationship, you know, her husband with their family,
their in-laws,
was before this. So these quotes I definitely inserted because it insinuates before this happened, there was something going on. Yeah, I just don't know what.
Seems like the parents didn't really fond of him too much.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately she said, "What did you do?"
Mm-hmm.
To Jonathan.
She also said, "Yeah, Jonathan."
Father's name is also Jonathan.
John.
John.
Mm-hmm. It was too brutal of a crime for it to be anybody else. That tells you right then and there, even if you have no quotes of the background of the family, this states everything. There was also evidence. So this is sort of this chunk right here. I found a investigator kind of insinuated as to why this could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So in their investigation, it shows Jonathan had a thing for prostitutes and strippers. He made this huge web of lies. Everything he did, it just this huge web started to form about everything he did.
Wow.
And here's one example. He lied about getting a master's degree, and he would use the money that he stated would be for his master's degree. He would use to get these strippers and prostitutes.
Wait, where did he receive the money from?
I don't know if it was from their joint account, if it was Simonette's money, if it was Jonathan money that he wasn't putting towards the bills. I don't know if he got a loan. It didn't exactly specify that. But he was using that money that was supposed to go towards his education to go towards some stripper's college education. Authorities tell the parents that she was killed, and this is their summation. Authorities tell the parents that she was killed in a frenzied rage because Simonette accused her husband of the prostitutes and lying about the master's degree. So this is what they're insinuating why this death occurred. She probably went through his phone, found some shit, confronted him, maybe wanted a divorce, shit hit the fan. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors either. This is just what's online. So I can't say that this and A and B and C happened and it led to D.
Yeah.
So this is just a educated guess on what happened. The trial lasted 5 weeks that September, and it took the jury only 2 hours to find him guilty of second-degree murder. He was sentenced to 25 years to life. At his sentencing, he said, "My lies and infidelity should never have played out in such a public forum. I'd like to apologize to my wife's family. There is one thing I cannot apologize for. I did not kill her. I am an innocent man."
What do you think about this? Is he guilty or innocent?
Though, you know, I kind of thought about that. Because it is innocent until proven guilty, and the courts found him guilty. But before I even read the verdict, just the mother, and I watched the interview. I didn't read it. I actually watched and listened to it. The mom was just
destroyed.
And like, you know, my mom has told us our whole life, you have to trust your gut intuition, the voice in your head, you have to trust it. And the mother, Teresa, had a thought and a gut feeling, and guess what? It was right.
Wow.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm no one to say, but maybe, you know.
You have to be on some type of shit to kill somebody.
Yep.
But let alone kill your fucking wife.
Wife.
5 years plus some however change long for dating or whatnot. It's just people fail to realize that whoever they, you know, the victims, they have lives too. They have families.
Exactly. You know,
mothers, sons, daughters, fathers, they mm-hmm. have people to go to. Mm-hmm. And you just want to end it all there at once because of your anger and your rage. That is some, that is just unnecessary. And
I think about the quote from her mother where it said, you know, he killed her. He didn't get the life sentence. You know, he might be in jail, yeah. but we got the life sentences. You took my daughter away from me.
Yep.
You took Simonette's rest of her life, only 29. You took her whole life away from her. That's unfathomable in my brain and unacceptable. And I hope he spends the rest of his life in prison.
I'm sure he will. You know what I realized? Hmm. You say intuitions too often.
I'll stop saying it. I'm going to end this podcast on a sad note. Sorry for that. This death is awful. Death in general, murder, it's just awful. But I'm gonna call it a wrap.
Call it a wrap.
Call it a wrap.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back next time, everybody.
Probably next weekend. Next Friday.
Next Friday.
With new topics.
Yes.
New. And we'll see where it takes us from there.
We'll see where it takes us. Bye, everybody. Thanks again for listening. Bye.